Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the new film Booksmart is out in theaters this week. It's a story of two overachieving high school girls who wait till their last night to, well, party.
We have to go to a party tonight.
What?
Nobody knows that we are fun. We didn't party because we wanted to focus on school and get into good colleges.
And it worked.
But the irresponsible people who partied also got into those colleges.
I'm incredible at jobs, but I also got a 1560 on the SATs.
We haven't done anything. We haven't broken any rules.
Name one person whose life was so much better because they broke a couple of rules.
Picasso.
He broke art rules.
Rosa Parks.
Name another
Susan
one.
Susan B. Anthony.
Damn it.
The film follows in the footsteps of some of the great high school party films of all time. Fast Times, 16 Candles, Can't Hardly Wait, or Superbad. But for all the high school characters and awkward party and sex scenes, this film is ultimately about friendship. The comedy is directed by Olivia Wilde and stars Jason Sudeikis, Jessica Williams, Will Forte, Lisa Kudrow. But the real stars are the two young women who play Molly and Amy, Beanie Feldstein and Caitlin Deaver. The two are in studio right now on Extension 720. Thanks for being here. Great film.
Oh, thank you so much.
How did you get involved in this? What drew you to this script?
Caitlin, I feel like you should start.
Yeah, there was I got the script about 4 years ago, actually, and it had been Booksmart had existed since 2009. I fell in love with it immediately. I think for being a young woman, this opportunity doesn't come around too often because I feel like there's been a misconception about women being funny, and so we're never given this opportunity. And that's the thing that struck me first. And then 2 years later, Olivia was attached to direct it, and I'm like, oh my God, what a better... I mean, it was just like so great. And then she knew immediately that she wanted to hire Beanie. And then here she is.
I had read the script like 3 years ago, and... But reading initially for a character that no longer exists in the film, even. And I was so taken with the concept, and the film was giving space for two women that were best friends to be that smart, that engaged, that brilliant, and so funny. And I knew I wanted to be a part of it in any way I could. And then when Olivia came on, we had lunch, and she was like, first of all, I was like, I'm having lunch with Olivia Wilde. This is insane. And she was like, I want you to play Molly. And I was so honored, and I knew that Caitlin was attached, and I'm such a fan of hers. I think you're one of the most exceptional actors, so I was so excited, genuinely so excited to get to collaborate with her. But it was a no-brainer, I think, for both of us. You read those characters and how much fun they get to have, and mm-hmm. how fresh and multidimensional all of the characters in the film are, and then Olivia Wilde directing it.
Yeah, and you know, there's something really great about obviously the characters and the backdrop being high school, and it is a fresh take on some of the characters that we almost become caricatures when it comes to the high school party film. But in this case, this film, as I said at the beginning, is really about your friendship. Did you feel that from the script? Was that something where you're like, this is really less about a party comedy, if you will, yeah. and more about the two of you?
Yeah. I mean, that was always the story. Was their beautiful friendship. But I think Olivia did want to make it about the ensemble at the end of the day. But it is such a beautiful story about these two girls who just love each other so much. So I definitely knew that's always there. And Katie Silverman, our writer, is an incredible genius woman. I mean, I've never met someone as smart as her. She is a genius. And everything was so on page and so clear for us. Day one,
yeah,
really.
I think once the four of us realized that ultimately Booksmart is so funny and it's so real and it's so crazy, but it's also kind of a breakup movie. It's about how two best mm-hmm. friends have to part because high school is ending. And I think that's so relatable. I mean, most of us go to high school and most of us have those really, really deep friendships at that time. And so it is really a relationship movie, but there's so much fun in it. But it's truly about the genuine connection these two girls have.
And the emotion, because there's something about the chemistry that you have both on screen that draws you in and really makes it's emotional when you go through the breakup.
Yeah.
And so the question is, how do you, as actors, how do you do that? As not necessarily best friends from high school, how do you portray that?
You know, I always think that the best comedies have a lot of heart to them. And I think Booksmart is exactly that. It will make you laugh until you pee your pants, and then it'll make you cry. I think that's what's so powerful about friendships is that fight is so heartbreaking. It almost feels worse than a fight with a romantic partner. So, I mean, we didn't, for our fight, specifically me and Beanie, we didn't talk. Yes. We haven't had a fight yet.
We haven't gone there yet.
But we didn't talk the whole day.
It was one of those rare days because basically we're together on screen the entire film, which was so fun. But this was like literally, I think, one of the 2 days that we had different start times in the morning or in the evening, actually, because we shot most of the movie all night. So Caitlin was in first, and we lived together while we were shooting the film, prepping, rehearsing, and then shooting the film. So she left in earlier than I did, and we didn't speak. We weren't able to see or speak to each other that whole day. And the fight was the only scene that we didn't run together, rehearse together, before we actually filmed it, because we knew there'd be this sort of raw quality to it if we kind of just had never heard each other say the line.
And Olivia had told us that she wanted to try and attempt to get it done in one take, and that if we couldn't, she would obviously set it up differently, but we got it done in one take. Yeah. We did the scene that's in the film is the second take we did, and then we did 4 takes of it, but really we got it on the second
take. It's very rare to have a scene between two people in one shot, and it's such a raw part of the film that I think makes the humor land even better, because you're actually invested in these girls. You're really genuinely invested in them. And so that can sort of take you to a super comedic space or a super like emotional space.
For both of you being in that situation where you were running it and you weren't rehearsing it beforehand, there is a rawness to it. The approach to that as actresses, as people who really want to capture that emotion, how do you go about that? Are you nervous about it? The fact that you guys have become so close, that you and the characters in this film are funny and they're continually lovey? Yeah. Or is it just script and you're like, okay, I'm going to do some...
No, I think because we had gotten so close, I was less concerned about getting there emotionally.
Yeah.
I feel like when you have a deeper connection with someone, it's easier to genuinely be upset. So like when we shot the scene, I was genuinely sad.
Yeah.
I was crying.
I think also we had the benefit of actually doing what the girls in the film are doing, which is that we were fighting for the first time. We were seeing what the other person like looked like, sounded like, felt like in those emotions, which neither of us as Caitlin and Beanie had ever experienced, but neither of Molly and Amy, this is their first fight. And so I think what Olivia does cinematically with dropping out our dialogue, so halfway through the fight scene, you stop hearing what the girls are saying and you just see them screaming at each other. And Olivia always talked to us about how when you're fighting, sometimes you don't even know what you're saying, but you're committing to it so hard because you're like in that space of fighting and you can't catch your emotions. And I think that's so, so humanly captured in the film. And we both love that scene so much. And it was really scary to shoot in front of a lot of background actors and the rest of our cast. And it felt very vulnerable.
Yeah.
The movie Booksmart is out this week in studio tonight on Extension 720. Beanie Feldstein and Caitlin Deaver. What we'll do, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, continue the conversation here about the movie Booksmart. Stay with us.
Amazing.
Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio. Beanie Feldstein,
no
and Caitlin Deaver. They are the stars of Booksmart, which is out this week. Great film that really follows in the footsteps in the tradition of the high school party film. Are you familiar with how much pressure is it on you as actresses to be a part of that genre? That genre that had, I mentioned at the top of this interview, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, 16 Candles, Can't Hardly Wait, It's Super Bad. Those films have become almost centerpieces for generations. Mm-hmm. Do you see it that way?
Well, I don't think we always talk about this. You never go into a film with any expectations. You only go into a film with passion and a commitment to the story and a love of the people that you're about to work with. And that's kind of all you can ever know for certain is how much you love the story and how hard you're working on it. But Olivia actually screened Fast Times at Ridgemont High for the whole cast and the creative team and some of the crew before a day or two before we started filming. We knew that that was the spirit of the film that we wanted to make and the Breakfast Club, and there's so many more. But you never know until it's all... Filmmaking is such a collaborative effort, so you can only bring your passion and your artistry to your section of it. But when I watch it, I'm just so proud of it, because it's anthemic. It really is. And
That's a great word. That's exactly what it is.
Those movies are generational anthems, and to think that Booksmart could speak to this generation so greatly is it really means a lot. You know, it reminds me of why I wanted to be an actor in the first place. It's just really such an honor, because we put so much hard work. I mean, it was such a team effort on the movie. I just feel, I didn't even think about that, though. We didn't really think about that going into it. Mm-hmm. We just...
Yeah. And a lot of those films are about either two guys or a girl that's looking for a guy. And what we love about Booksmart is it's about two girls that are really self-assured and really secure in who they are. And it's just about them expanding themselves. It's not about reforming themselves or chasing after someone else. So it's really a celebration of female friendship within that genre, which I feel like is a whole new take.
And it's a project, too, that's helmed by a woman, that's written by women. This is a project that when you really are looking at the specific genre of the high school party film, there really hasn't been an experience like that. Yeah. Usually, as you said, if the movie will be about the boys in the high school. But this is something that is authentic and comes from that space. What makes it different? What makes it a funnier movie or a different movie because of that?
Well, there's such a positivity to the way the girls relate to each other.
Yeah.
And I think, at least in our friendship specifically, but also just in our female friendships, that is really truthful to female friendships. It's like a celebration of each other.
They're not competitive with each
other. No, they're cheerleaders for each other. Like, they're number one cheerleaders. And so that spirit of positivity and also intellect, like all the humor between Molly and Amy comes from how brilliant they are. Mm-hmm. More brilliant than I am. Like, I was like, this dialogue is genius. And that's all credit to Katie Silverman and Olivia, because they just knew how these girls would relate to each other. But comedy coming from brightness or comedy coming from academic intellect is very new to this genre, I think, and it's celebrated with such fun and silliness. And you get to see smart girls be really bright and then also be really crazy and really loose. And I feel like there's a multidimensionality to every character in the film, not just our characters. Right. It's such an ensemble cast.
Yeah, there's something really great about the film in the way that it starts with caricatures that you feel like, I've seen that character before. And by the end of it, they've unraveled the character. You have, and that goes for both of your characters, but also the cast, the ensemble behind, that there may be moments where you recognize, or there's some sort of twist that takes you as the viewer out of the character you thought you were viewing.
Yeah, well,
how important is that for a film and for you as actors to portray when you know that you're a step ahead of the audience?
I think it's really important. I think that's one of the greatest messages in Booksmart, is that we are asking the audience to maybe look at the world a little differently and maybe judge people a little less. And I think that's a beautiful thing about Booksmart.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think the brilliance of it is that it uses what the audience is going to project on these kids to its advantage. So it's saying, oh, you think we're just the smart girls? Just you wait. Oh, you think AAA is just the hot girl? Or you think Jared is just the rich boy? Just you wait. These characters have so much more than meets the eye. And specifically through my character, Molly, she's placing a lot of those judgments on them as well, because she isn't willing to get to know them. She's just clutching Amy and saying, this is all I need. But throughout the film, she really gets to know a lot of her classmates. And Amy's always been a bit more open, which is her kind of brilliance in the film. But together, they open themselves up to actually getting to know these people that they've gone to high school with for four years.
And I think that's why people are relating to the film so much already, is because we're all sort of guilty of judging people.
And ourselves.
And ourselves, yeah.
For both of you, how do you relate to this film? You obviously, as you mentioned, everyone goes to high school. So, but for you to be closer to the age of that these characters are portrayed, how do you relate?
Well, I feel like both of these girls know themselves pretty well. It's not a movie about these two young women finding themselves necessarily. I mean, that movie is great, but it's not what Booksmart is. And that's the one thing I really love about it, is that they aren't ashamed of being smart, and they know that they are fun, and they just want to prove it to other people. But I guess what I related to most is just like the anxieties and fear that come with being young and taking that step with your like biggest crush in high school. There's this one beautiful moment where my character jumps into this pool with this girl she has a crush on at school. And it is just like the way Olivia filmed it. It is just, and the music, and
it's shot so well.
It's cinematically like, it looks like an art. Every shot in this film looks like an art piece, but it just, that moment just makes me think of, oh my God, that is exactly what it feels like to have a crush and to finally have that moment where you're like, okay, this is my chance.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought about this, but I feel like I was much like Molly in high school, in that I was very like black or white. this or that. And then when you choose a side, you kind of double down and you're like, well, this is how I guess I feel all the time, always, and never really left any room for like a gray area or like the multidimensionality of people or complex kind of opinion on something. And so I think the lesson that Molly learned throughout the film is really to open herself up to seeing people for who they fully are, and that you don't always have to double down or be so stubborn. And so I really relate to that journey. And I think it was one that I went on from like 17, 18, 19, where you're like, I don't have to, my opinions can change. My concepts of people can grow. I'm going to grow myself. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that our characters are so smart, but they're not always wise. And it gives people room to feel like, oh, I'm a little bit flawed, but also I'm a really great person. And there's just a lot of love in the movie, and I'm someone that likes comedy that builds people up, and I think our film is really a testament to that.
Yeah, I had the good fortune of seeing the film with a bunch of kids at Columbia College. And
it's incredible.
And yeah, usually we'll see the experience is one that is much different when you're screening a film for an interview. You go into a room with a couple of critics and everyone's quiet. Everyone sits there and then you walk out and you're like, I don't know if that was good. I don't know. I have no idea. You're just your brain. Every movie I see, I'm like, that's great. Watching this film with a bunch of young adults who have just had that experience, and to watch them respond to the different jokes and the different, not even the jokes, but the scenes, the moments in the film. It's for you to be in that room at the same time and to watch the audiences react like that, especially audiences that young. How does it make you feel?
I was so moved the other
day.
Yeah,
we were able to, we've only seen the movie twice, and we hadn't seen the ending credits yet. And we walked in, and seeing everyone's faces at the end is just like, what a moving experience. I don't even know what to feel right now. I literally just like, I'm overjoyed.
It's just so exciting. You make a film and you're like, oh, I mean, we think it resonates this way, or we think that this message is in it. And every screening we've gone to and every person we've talked to, they are getting it. And that's
they
like
understand it to a level
ask.
That, yeah, it's great.
They're just having so much fun. They're getting it. Their questions were so insightful. It was just, and they had so much fun, it seemed. It was really special.
Well, the film is called Booksmart. It's out in theaters this week. It stars Beanie Feldstein and Caitlin Dever, my guests tonight on Extension 720. I can't thank you enough for coming in, and congrats on the film.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.